Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. I'm here this morning with Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
We had a great show already this morning. Lots of gardening questions, some good phone calls.
Oh, and the pineapple, Dana, everything. I love that.
It was wonderful. Yeah, it's just really great. You missed it. You can go back to audioboom.com. And you can listen to all the shows free of charge, and you can even subscribe. And every time we upload a show to the website, then you'll get notified. So it's a really great service. So audioboom.com, and then just look for Better Lawns and Gardens. And so we are going to be taking your gardening questions this morning, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 236-80. And we have had a time for the dirty word of the day, Lizzie.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
We discussed my dirty word of the day this morning in our first hour. Dioecious, or the adjective dioecious, comes from the ancient Greek, meaning two households. Dioecious is a species trait that provides both male and female organs on a plant, or separate male and female individual plants. Dioecious is the process through evolution that creates successful pollination and stronger genes. You can find dioecious flora throughout the world, but predominantly in tropical environments. Examples of dioecious plant species are maples, hollies, acalypha, ash trees, asparagus, big floating heart aquatic plants, which is a pretty little water native here in Florida, carob, clusia, cocolobo, ficus, poplar, mulberries, ginkgos, junipers, nepenthes, which is a carnivorous plant, papayas, tropical pitcher plants, podocarpus, rafus palms, sago, smilax, which is a Florida native, sumac, spinach, teak, willow, and yews. I hope you get a chance to use the dirty word of the day in your conversations this week. You can say, like, the hemp plant, like the hop plant, which is of the same natural order, cannabis, is dioecious.
I love that. It's almost like, you know, use it in a sentence.
Yes. And, or you could describe your sago palm at your next cocktail party. You could say, you know, sagos are dioecious. If it's a male, the flowers form in the form of long cones. And the female cycad sago has flowers that consist of a rosette of a furry leaf-like ball in the center of the cycad. Look, Bob, this is a female sago. And so you can use it in those sagos. But try and use dioecious in your conversations this week. Dioecious comes in very handy when describing plant identification in the garden. So it's a great word. If you want to read my dirty words of the day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, my design tips, articles, and more, you can go to betterlawns.com. And that will you'll be able to read all of that. And you can also go to my website, www.she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com. The she stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environment. So let's go to Melbourne, and we're going to talk to Alice. Good morning, Alice.
Well, good morning, Teresa. You're a wonderful start to the weekend.
Oh, thank you so much.
I try to tell everybody to listen to you that have questions, but I just put in a new lawn, and at first I thought it wasn't going to live because it was full of dead grass, but it has come up really well. And with the watering, first I was doing it twice a day. Now I'm doing it once a day, and I'm doing it in the evening which I think is the best time.
No, I gotta correct you right there, Alice. Do it in the morning. Do it in the morning. Okay, new lawns.
Otherwise, it might rot.
Right. New lawns are very susceptible to fungus. And so when you put a new lawn down, I recommend that everybody get a fungicide treatment to prevent it, because you can only prevent a fungus. You cannot cure it. And so you water in the early morning when the plants will not stay wet longer than 5 hours. If you water at night, it's definitely going to get a fungus.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm so glad you called. And so what was your question about your new lawn?
Well, my question actually was about fungicide, because I did buy a bottle of it, and I'm trying. I wasn't expecting to get out of it so quickly. But anyway, I've got garden-friendly fungicide.
Uh-huh.
I just wondered if I should be putting – it's organic – but I just wondered if I should be spraying that on with a garden hose, and a container as well.
Yes.
And then I also had a question about a hibiscus that I thought had fungicide, which is really what I bought it for initially. But now I've decided it's not fungicide. It's aphids and little bugs.
Well, I'm glad you made that distinction. That's good. So you're going to need to use a lot of the fungicide if you're going to do it yourself and use it from a spray bottle. So make sure that you do that, but switch to the morning watering. Okay. Turn it on about 6 or 7 o'clock. Okay. And then your hibiscus, you need to use
it. I watered it last night, so I shouldn't do it this morning again.
Right. No, don't do it this morning. Do it tomorrow morning if you don't get any rain. All right. And then also, too, your aphids, you can use a light neem oil early in the morning. Don't do it in the heat of the day, or insecticidal soap. Thank you, Alice, for calling. So after the break, we're going to take more of your questions and phone calls, listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
What do I love about the water? Reeling in a good catch. Oh yeah, that's a keeper. Teaching the kids to swim in the lake, then pushing them on a rope swing over the creek. And watching the sunset with the family out on the boat, in our life jackets, of course.
Discover the joy of being on the water safely. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. This message is brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for tips on how to keep you and your family safe on the water.
Recently, I was on a flight riding on a legal pad, and the man next to me struck up a conversation. "Are you an author?" he asked. I said, "No, I'm actually a preacher." Well, the look on his face was priceless. How would you feel if you're stuck sitting next to a preacher for several hours? Surprisingly, though, we had a good conversation. He asked me several questions about Jesus, and I told him that the Bible says if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Christianity is worthless. Ever thought about that? You see, the truthfulness of Christianity hinges on whether Jesus died and rose from the grave. There's great evidence for it, and I'm one of the billions of Christians around the globe who believes that the resurrection really happened. If Jesus did conquer death, then he's worthy of your trust. If he didn't, reject him because he's a fraud. I believe he really conquered death. What do you believe? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I hope everyone had a great week. It looked like a beautiful week to garden in your own backyard. So let's go real quick to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Lizzie?
I'm doing good. I'm just running back and forth, back and forth. I'm doing good.
We have a lot of calls and text messages. Yeah, she. Oh, I'm so glad she's doing it. Oh, my goodness, she's a pro.
Thanks.
Yes, she is. Well, I don't have a rooster story, but about 6 o'clock this morning, it sounded like a cement truck was coming up my driveway, but it never got there, and it got louder, and it never went away, and I realized my next-door neighbor is putting in a well.
Oh, my goodness.
Starting at 6, it wasn't quite light. Anyway, that's a side story. So our nights are still cool. Like Thursday and Friday morning when I woke up, it was about 50, 55 degrees. But then by mid-afternoon, it was 90. So it's, you know, we're getting into the summertime, which is, it's impeding the hummingbirds. You know, they don't like the
heat.
Chilly weather.
So. No.
But now it's warm enough where my firebush are coming up. And the firebush, which are all over the property, really, really attract the hummingbirds and the butterflies and stuff. So I'm getting happy about that.
Oh, I would too. I would love to be sitting there and just watching these hummers just flying around. They're so amazing to watch.
Yeah, they sound like if they come too close to your head, they sound like you're being dive bombed by a helicopter. You know, because their wings flutter 200 times a second.
That's amazing. And, you know, they come early in the morning, too. I didn't think I had hummingbirds until one morning I just got up, and it was like 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, and it was during the summertime, so you could see outside. It was bright enough to see. And there were hummingbirds at my feeder at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think maybe if it gets, you know, y'all are warmer up until a certain point. But I think in the heat of the day, they probably try to conserve their energy, you know, and do their egg thing. I'm not sure.
There you go. You know. Well, they're smart birds.
Yeah. And the fledgling bluebirds are out,
Aww.
You know, the little young ones. So I know it's time to clean out my boxes, put a couple of pieces of pine straw in, and I'll have another clutch out of each nest.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
You remember I told you they'll lay 3 clutches a year if you can kind of keep up with them.
That's so amazing. And is it the same bluebirds? And do you know if, you know, are they?
I've never asked them their name.
I can appreciate that. Okay, I deserve that, Beverly.
No, that's just my crude sense of humor. But one thing they do I've got these bird baths everywhere, and the bluebirds will line up around the edge of the bird bath, and they take turns.
Aww.
They'll sit there and wait, and one will get in the bird bath and la, 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 you know, do their thing, and then it'll fly up on a perch and dry, and then the next one will get in. It's, like, just so lovely. Let's see. Oh, the East Palatka hollies, you know, I have three out in the corner of my yard, and they get really big. And when they were not really big, I tried to kind of prune them, like, so their branches wouldn't cross so
uh-huh,
much.
Uh-huh.
I had to quit. They're like a Gordian knot. you can't prune those things.
But you don't get up into the tree to cut, do you?
No, this is when they were...
Oh, when they were little. Okay.
Yeah, littler.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't get up. I can hardly get up out of the bed anymore.
all of us.
Yeah, and I also want to say I appreciate how much you try to educate us to, like, the Latin words and the formal words of plants and stuff, but it's all I can do to remember. That's the firebush.
I understand what you're saying, and sometimes I get through that where my Rolodex of my brain doesn't stop at the right plant, so I can appreciate that, but I just think I love words. I'm a logophile, and I love words, and just learning a little bit about them and how to use them in a sentence, I think it's fun.
Yeah, well, and it gives you so much information beyond just the pretty face name of the plant. You know, it tells you things about the plant.
And that helps in identifying plants. If you know a little bit about, you know, some of the scientific words, you can kind of see, you know, that some plants are hairy. And so you see hirsutus in the scientific name. And if you know the scientific names, there's a reason why they're called that. Thank you so much, Beverly.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
And please do. Thank you so much. Let's go to Ed in Winter Haven. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning. I have a question. We have a bougainvillea tree on our front yard. It's a beautiful tree. It has beautiful red flowers on it. You know, when it blooms most of the year. But right now, there's about half of it looks like it's dead. There's no leaves on that half.
Uh-huh.
And when you grab the trunk and move it back and forth, it feels like it's real weak in the ground. First of all, is it dead, or is there something I can put on it to bring it back?
Okay, so what I need you to do...
Just wait it out.
Right, no,
also,
don't wait.
Also, I broke one of the branches, and it seems to be green inside, you know?
Okay, well, if you will take your fingernail, if you've got really good fingernails, or a nail file, or your little pen knife, and scrape the cambium on some of these branches that look dead. If it's brown, it is dead, and it should be cut off. If it's light green, or a light kind of yellowish green... then it's still alive, and just wait for the leaves to come off. Did you fertilize it recently?
What'd you say?
I said, did you fertilize it recently?
Did we fertilize it recently? I don't think so. No. No.
No. Okay, so there has to be a reason why the leaves are dropping, and so they do need a little bit of water. How long has it been in the ground?
Oh, it's been several years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, something's going on there. You need to figure out what it is. But I would just check the branch, scrape it back a little bit, see if it's green. Mm-hmm. And if it is, then just go ahead and leave it. If it's brown, go ahead and cut it back.
Should I cut the tree now? I mean, just cut back the dead branches?
Just cut back the dead branches. Brown. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, but it seems to be green inside. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's a really great question. All right, let's go to our text messages. We've got a lot of text messages. So, hold on, let me go down here. I'm going to scrape up. Wonderful. We're just rolling this morning.
We definitely appreciate our callers. You guys are what makes the show, between your text and your calls. You guys rock.
I am so good. So it's just, I'm so pleased. All right, so I'd like to say hi to Ron from Cottondale. That's wonderful. And then somebody texted and said, what is the name of the fertilizer you and Quality Green Specialists were discussing? And it was unclear, so it's azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E, azomite. And it's nutrients and micronutrients in it. It's everything the plants need, so it's wonderful. Then the next message is, okay, it keeps moving here on me. Okay. Hi, Teresa. We live in Ormond Beach area and have a place in front of our house that holds water when it rains. Very slow drainage. I've tried a weeping willow there, which is what I really wanted, but it died after a year. Can you make any suggestions as to what to plant so that won't mind the wet ground? And so good. So here's what I need you to do. Okay. There is a website on St. John's River Water Management District's website. St. John's River Water Management District. You can go to sjrwmd.com. And on it, you will see landscape plant selection. And this is a website that you can put in your site conditions. And it will bring up every plant that will grow in your site conditions. This is a wonderful, wonderful plant palette selection. You can just put in whether you have dry soil. You could put in whether you have moist soil or mesic soil, moist or wet. And it will bring up every plant, shrub, and tree and ground cover that will grow in those conditions. So you can look for, you can Google it by going to Waterwise Plants and then SJRMD. SJRWMD. That's it. SJRWMD and Waterwise Plants. Or the website is Public Server 2, all one word, publicserver2.sjrwmd.com. Okay, just Google Waterwise Plants and it will come and it will happen. So real quick, I've got one more. Angie, hang on. We'll get you after the break. And let me get through these other text messages then. So can I take the large pups off and replant them? And I think you're talking about sago plants. They're taking energy from the main stem. Well, they don't really do that, but you just need to, I mean, they'll just keep on growing. But yes, you can take cycad pups off of the cycad shrub tree and replant them. Just make sure you get enough of the base to do that. That's fine. I purchased Gara plants at Peterson's Nursery a few years ago, one of my favorite plants for the garden. This year, these white and pink plants came back and are blooming and hardy, full morning sun, so beautiful. The butterflies are always flying around, and she says she doesn't get too many bees, but so many butterflies. Well, Gara is whirling butterflies, and they do look like butterflies, but the bees, there's probably not enough nectar there for them to look at them properly, but butterflies do love them. That's great. We have questions on the irrigation. We have questions on, my crotons on my deck have been decimated overnight. Even the leaves are gone, not left as debris. How are they getting wiped out so fast? Will they come back? I don't know. I don't know why your crotons, if there's no leaves at the bottom. Crotons, if they don't get water, will drop their leaves, but then you'll see them on the ground. I don't know if deer eat them or not. I'll have to look that up. Let me look that up during the break, and I'll let you know if they're deer on it. And then you can use a product like Plant Skid, PlantSkydd. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, it's Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. We're getting so many, and we do appreciate it. When you call in or you text, we need your name and where you're living. That will help me better direct and answer your questions. So the city really helps. And if you're multiple texting, let me know what you're referring to in a previous text. And the name also helps in that too as well, because I can't see your phone numbers. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. And then you could also like us on Facebook. And you can go to Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens, and give us a 5-star review. Lizzie, we deserve it.
You know what? I mean, yeah, we deserve it. I also want to say thank you to Carol for Sebring. She calls and checks in every once in a while, and we appreciate you.
There you go. That's wonderful. So you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. If you enjoy Pinterest pinning, I do too. I have over 100 boards on Pinterest, and you can check that out at Teresa Watkins FL. Let's go to Angie in Titusville, who has been so patient, and we certainly appreciate it. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. It's really interesting to listen to you. I have Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed for palms. However, the palm tree in front of my house has died.
Okay.
And I don't think I was giving it help because I thought I knew it was in trouble, but it ended up dying. Anyway, but I have this big container thing of it, and I wondered if I could use that in the bottom of a hole that I'm planting a fire bush in. You know, just put some of the shake and feed in the bottom of the hole. And also, I wanted to talk to you about the size of the hole, because I know that it can't be any deeper than what the gallon container is, but I wondered about whether I should dig. It's in a rocky place with decorative rocks, so I have to dig a whole lot of these rocks out because they're all mixed in with the soil, so I have to get rid of that. And it's really getting to be quite a project. But anyway, I wondered how big the hole should be, like twice or whatever.
Okay. I can help you there. So
okay.
So the root balls on the quote or the fire bush, you know, you want to make the hole twice the width, but that's only to make sure that the roots can get through, that you've got the soil is turned and it can penetrate, the roots can penetrate. But if you've got a smaller area or an area where you're going to have to dig out and you have the rocks out, just make sure that the bush fits in there nicely. But I want you to leave it out of the ground about an inch. Okay, you don't want to plant it level with the ground, because as that plant establishes and gets comfortable there, it's going to sink, and you don't want it to be below the level. So if you leave it out of the ground about an inch, then once it settles down and settles into that hole, it will be at the right height. If you do it and it's at the same height when you plant it, then about 6 months, it's going to be lower, and that's going to cause issues.
What about the rocks? I mean, it's a rocky area, so obviously I'm trying to get all the rocks out. And I have dug down deep enough now where I've gotten most of the rocks out. They were decorative rocks in that area.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can't grow plants in rocks, so I figured, okay. But, yeah, and that's why I thought I'd make the hole wider. And you're saying twice as wide as the container.
As the container. Twice as wide as the container and an inch to 2 inches out of the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about putting the shake and feed?
I would read the label. I would prefer you to put the shake and feed when you plant it around the outside on the top area there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. On the bottom.
Not on the bottom. Okay. I just don't know what you have. So you want to read the label. And if it's slow release, then it'll be okay if you want to put it in the hole. But then you can sprinkle it around on the top of it, too, and it'll be fine before you push the rocks back.
Sure, sure. Well, it does say it's just for palms, but I figured it's got to be good for other things.
Well, fertilizer is fertilizer, but you want to make sure the analysis doesn't burn the plant. And so I want you to put it on the top and not in
the
bottom.
Top.
Okay.
Okay. Very, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angie. Enjoy your breakfast. All right. That's great. Let's go to our text messages real quick. Let's see here where we are. Hold on. I am pushing this down. We keep getting more, and it keeps going down to the bottom. I want to make sure I get everyone. We had an irrigation leak. Took 3 weeks to repair and expanded. Finished. We have an irrigation system. Yay. We have areas with no grass. And it's changing as I'm reading it. We have an area with no grass, and we're on sandy soils. What can we do to get the St. Augustine to fill in? Is there a desired watering plan? Okay, is this a new St. Augustine lawn, or is this an established St. Augustine lawn? If this is established, I would just make sure that you're fertilizing in the springtime and in the fall. So if you have not fertilized this summer yet or this spring yet, go ahead and fertilize. Follow the label. More is not better. Okay, don't want you to put more down, and never fertilize before a rainstorm. But then you want to fertilize it again in the fall, September, October time, and that will help encourage it. Okay, if it's a new lawn, then you can go ahead and do the same thing, but you want to make sure that the watering is, you know, you want to make sure you're getting at least an inch to 2 inches every week, 1 to 2 inches every week, and then reduce it after the St. Augustine lawn is a month old down to twice a week watering. And then when the rains come, that will help you out tremendously. Okay? That's a great question. Let's see. I need to move them. I want to see if what. Okay, that was with the sago pups. Okay, I need to move a few of them. Since there's so many plants, I hope they will survive that. Do I think they will? I think the majority of them will, yes. Okay, but when you're doing transplants or cutting plants off of another plant, there's always that risk that it won't survive, but they should do, for the most part, a good thing. All right, so next question. We got just a few minutes. Hold on just a second. Lizzie, hold on. I'm going through. It keeps uploading new text messages. I keep losing them. All right. Let's see. My question, there's that. Okay, the crotons, they are deer resistant, so I know it's not deer. The leaves are gone, not left as debris. And so I don't know what's going on. You need to just kind of look at it. And if you can take pictures of it, that would be the best way. Take pictures of it and send it to me, and I will know what's going on. We got just a few more, one more segment of Better Lawns and Gardens left for your gardening questions. We love you sending them in. 1-888-455-2967 or 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery powered tools, from trimmers to blowers, and you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
There's a little secret shared by all 21 million of us who live here in Florida. We live in paradise, especially when we're out on the water all year round. So let's stay safe, Florida, and develop a life jacket habit. Always wear your life jacket as we rediscover the joy of being out on the water. Keep yourself safe. Keep your family safe. Enjoy the water and wear a life jacket. For more information, visit myfwc.com. That's myfwc.com. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
The forecast calls for warm Gulf breezes blowing through your hair and soft, sugary white sand below your feet, along with mostly sunny skies on outdoor patios while dining al fresco. cool, colorful street murals mixed with world-renowned art museums. And around sunset, there's a chance of fiery orange skies over emerald green waters. So immerse your senses in St. Pete Clearwater and start planning your beach escape at visitstpeteclearwater.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You still have time for phone calls and text messages. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. And we're going to go to Jean in just a second. But I want to say, Lizzie.
That was good stuff.
Yeah. That we have gotten a lot of text messages. So just be patient. We'll get to everybody right. We're going to go really quick. Keep your questions short and simple. Let's go to Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm in the process of trying to repot a bunch of orchids. They have previously been in pots with the bark and things of that nature, which naturally breaks down and is quite heavy in there. I was told that I could put them into the wooden containers that you can get at the various stores that sell anything for orchids. And a friend of mine does all of hers, and she does not put any mulch in it at all or any bark. What is the thought on using the moss that comes from the trees?
The Spanish moss?
Yes. Can that be placed?
You can use it. Where are your orchids? Are they inside the house or outside in the patio?
They're all outside. They're hanging in trees in the semi shade, so they're not getting direct sun. So,
okay.
And she has all of hers doing likewise, and she's had them for 15, 20 years and never put any of the bark, and they bloom beautifully.
Okay.
And I just wanted to be sure that I wasn't going to create problems for myself by the baskets that I have are mesh woven type.
Right.
A lot of times people use the other components to put in with dirt.
Okay, but Jean, let me just tell you, you can use it. I want you to be careful, though, when you pull it down, if you're not using fresh moss or if you're using the packaged moss, that's great and you can do that. If you're using fresh moss, you could get chiggers and things on your hands and your body by dealing with it. So you want to make sure that you either microwave the moss really quickly, like for 1 to 2 minutes, to kill those chiggers, mm-hmm. and use gloves when you're doing that. There's not a problem with it. Just make sure that they're going to get fertilized. We use the bark as it breaks down for the nutrients.
Okay, I understand. I can do that. I can zap it for sure.
Okay, that's it. That'll be good. You're fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Jean.
Thank you
for calling. Let's go to the text messages here. Super great morning, this listener. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. I am going right here. And let's see. Really enjoyed Beverly and the info on the bluebirds. We have a blind man in Lake City that builds birdhouses for people that he sells for $10. That's wonderful. It's a great, great volunteer effort. And yeah, we enjoy Beverly too, and the bluebirds too as well. Let's see. Dana, irrigation's in Merritt Island. I don't know what that's referencing. I know we just had an irrigation question. Thank you. Thank you for the St. Johns River Water Management District.com. This is Ken in Orlando. And Ken, I remember you. Thank you so much for speaking to me at the Apopka show a few weeks ago. But I can't find where the plants for certain conditions information is given. Okay, I'm going to say this really slow, okay, and so that you can find out what it is. If you Google WaterWise Landscaping Database, DATABASE, and then Saint or SJRWMD, it will come up, and it's called WaterWise Landscaping. Okay, and that's the database. But I'm going to give you the actual website link. Okay, and I'll say this slowly. It's public server, all one word, public server 2, all one word, public server, the numeral 2, dot sjrwmd.com. And that will bring you to the WaterWise Landscaping page where you can select your site conditions, and it will bring up every plant, shrub, ground cover, vine, flower for any site conditions, soil conditions, sunlight conditions that you have. It is a great website. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Ken. I'm also going to post it later on this afternoon. It'll be after 2 o'clock on the Facebook page. I will post a link to it on the Facebook page. All right. Thank you. That's a great question. Beverly says in the lobby of a French hotel was a furry old dog whose name was Hirsute. And Hirsute. In Hirsute, with that, it means hairy, is H-I-R-S-U-T-E. So that's funny. Found some sweet potato plants at Lowe's the other day, trying to figure out how to plant them. Since my garden is sort of in earth boxes and large pots, I thought about closed hampers with lots of holes. What do you think? The reason I say this is my backyard is nothing but sand because the former owners filled in a non-functioning pool. The closed hamper with lots of holes will work. So I think that's great. So that's good. Let's go to Art in Orlando. Good morning, Art. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I have been besieged with Spanish needles.
Oh, beggar ticks, yeah.
Yeah, they come up in the lawn. They live on a canal, and the border of the canal is just loaded with them. It's higher.
Mm-hmm.
So the soil is not wet. But if I treat these with Roundup and kill them, pull the dead ones out and throw it away, of course, a lot of the seeds will shake off onto the ground and they'll come back next season.
Yeah.
So how do I avoid that? Do I need to put a pre-emergent killer constantly all through the summer?
No. What I think you should do is, you know, when you're removing them after they're dead, that you have a bag right there, a little plastic bag or, you know, a garbage bag to put them right in, right at that spot so you're not carrying them across the lawn and just remove them very carefully. Or what you can do is cut them off before they go to seed. So if they've still got the white flowers and the yellow centers, then you can go ahead and just cut those off, put them in a bag, and then you won't get the seeds. It's when the flowers die that you get that issue.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually take a garbage can with me, but they're coming up in all over the lawn, and even the neighbors have them. It seems like this year
they've been
more prolific.
They
than
are.
They ever
you want to
before.
Really do an effort with your neighbors to kill all on both sides of you the beggar's ticks at the
yeah.
same time. That way, you're not going to have the issue next year. But I would be careful of spraying any kind of chemicals near the canal. Okay, so you don't want it to leach into the canal. So take care with that.
No.
Follow the label.
Well, that's what I like about Roundup. As soon as it hits the soil, it breaks down.
You're so right. It does. Thank you so much, Art. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. A couple of weeks ago, I told you my lemons would not turn yellow. They finally started turning, and one is right. I just thought this was something that happened in December, January. Yay, us. That's great.
There you go.
Okay, super. No, lemons ripen all year round. Okay. My Lady Banks rose broke down the trellis. How far back can I cut it to install a new trellis? I don't know how big it is. I don't know how big your trellis is. But again, I would probably say I would cut only enough so that you can wind it through the trellis again, because that's a really pretty heavy rose. And I would just only cut it back a little bit. Okay. Why can't you fertilize before a rainstorm? Great question. We've got just the time to do it in. This is very important. Used to be growing up and you hear your dad, oh, it's going to rain this afternoon. I got to fertilize the lawn. And, you know, when you fertilize before a rainstorm, you lose 75% of the fertilizer to stormwater runoff. It goes right down the lawn into the drains and goes out to the lakes or wherever your water goes to. So you always fertilize after a rainstorm. When you can control the amount of water you need to put down, it doesn't come down in that heavy gush. Okay, that's perfect. And Teresa, what was that plant or flower you were planting that attracted birds, butterflies, whirling butterflies, holly trees? We talked a lot about them this morning. Pineapple guavas.
Oh, yeah.
The pineapple guava we talked about, and that attracts birds and butterflies too as well. We want to thank Dana Venrick for coming on today. He is Quality Green Specialist. He's our sponsor of the show, as well as SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Let them know you appreciate the show and that you appreciate them being advertisers. They've got great products. And so I want to thank also to Lizzie. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate Mark coming in today, too. Appreciate all the callers and text messages. If I didn't get to you, I will. You can always email me at Teresa.Watkins. That's Teresa without the H. Teresa.Watkins@live.com. And then again, Summit Responsible Solutions, they're a maker of mosquito bits and other responsible pest controls. It's always my recommendation to anyone who asks about pest problems, from mosquitoes to the Asian cycad scale, check out SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Join Lizzie and me next week for more better lawns and gardens.
That's right. And I want to thank all of our listeners. One, without you, we wouldn't have a show. But number two, you guys send the best questions and the best energy of you guys are just amazing. So thank you for that positive energy.
I know. It's just wonderful. And you can go to our Facebook page and like us. Give us a 5-star review. We appreciate it. And, you know, Lizzie and I are going to be back here next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Bicyclists and motorcyclists all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Drivers, watch out for bicyclists and give them 3 feet of clearance. Always be on the lookout for motorcycles and never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around large buses and trucks and remember to never cut in front of them since they can't stop as quickly. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.